This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I have said all along, and I won't really change my stance no matter what he says, that I don't understand why the county seems to want to have a giant voice in this when the property will still be within Cuyahoga County. And so
it's a little puzzling.
So in the beginning of this, I'm like, well, okay, I understand why people feel the need to want to be downtown. And I get that. Trust me, I would love for a dome to be downtown. I'll never waver on that either.
That would be really cool.
I also think, and that's why I can't wait till we talk to the mayor of Brook Park, Ed Orcutt, coming up at 11:40. If I lived in Brook Park, I would feel like the county has turned their back on me. Like, all right, I'm giving the county tax dollars and they don't care about me. Why would they do this? Why are they against us? Where were they when the Ford plat was getting, cut into little pieces out there? And, why didn't the county say something?
And we had 176 vacant acres sitting there like, okay. We're not manufacturing Ford engines out here anymore.
So the other, and I doubt he asked this, but if it doesn't go to Brook Park, what's the county's plan to help Brook Park then with all that land? If for some reason it doesn't end out there, like, give me another reason to want to like you, because right now I listen to this and I don't get it. It's in the county. Like, Mayor Bibb, more power to you, man. I 100% respect the enthusiasm and passion he has for wanting to keep the team in downtown Cleveland. That's his job. But when I hear this county stuff, I'm like, it's staying in the county. What's next? Let's move the team out of the county into one of the five, touching counties of Cuyahoga County. Like, where are they going with this? So, Meredith, you listened to this entire interview, and we've heard bits and pieces. So I kind of, if you can, kind of walk us through what Daryl and Chris talked about over the weekend.
Yeah, he was with Daryl for, I think, around an hour. It was really, really fascinating, and I was next to my radio the entire time because this whole thing is really, really interesting to me, especially coming from a town where a team has moved out of the city and is now possibly moving back into the city.
Right.
One of the things that I thought was really interesting is he compared it to the Cavs playing at Richfield Coliseum and calling it a generational mistake. So here is that answer.
There is something that we got to acknowledge with all this. When the Browns, if they were to go to Brook Park, it's a generational decision, right? Mm-hmm. Losing them from the downtown for however many decades out that it is be, or permanent, is a permanent loss for the city of Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I understand what he's saying. He's right. But it's also a permanent gain for the folks in Brook Park. It's also a permanent gain for anybody that lives in the city that's right up against the border, for the folks that live in Brook Park,
it's a permanent
too.
Gain for the entire region, Andy.
Yeah.
If we have a first-class, world-class facility and a development around it, You know, I don't know the answer to this. Would the Haslams want to build everything they want to build somewhere in the city of Cleveland? I don't know the answer to that. Would they think it would be,
well,
it,
at
be
one point,
a chance to be more successful if they moved it out of the city and a little closer to an area where a lot more people might be able to get to it or would care to get to it?
Hmm.
See, that's part of this that I think we all need to think
about. So you're saying look at the baseball stuff. Like Atlanta got a brand new baseball stadium after the Olympics, right? They took the hosting site for the Olympics and turned that into a baseball stadium for the Braves, but
realized
that none of the folks that were buying tickets to see the Braves lived anywhere near there. So all they did was push it out to the suburbs and boom, they got all their ticket base. You can't tell me that the Guardians don't know that too, right? Like the Guardians know that if their stadium was on Rockside Road, it might be a whole different story for them. They know that. They do.
So Chris Ronan actually did bring up Atlanta. He also brought up Minneapolis and Detroit as mm-hmm. well.
You mentioned generational mistake about Richfield. I don't think anybody thought that.
I didn't. I mean, I grew up in that generation. And I never thought. And by the way, Cleveland was, I mean, we lived 10 minutes from the arena in Cleveland Heights. It was just down the hill.
The arena was what it was and for the birth of the team. And then Nick Mulledy built the Coliseum out in, you know, Richfield, where there was nothing out there.
Nothing.
At the time.
Yeah.
I drove right past it yesterday and pointed out to somebody who I was with, and that's where that used to be, and they were stunned. Except for one thing. Did you love the Miracle of Richfield? Did you love the Doherty Hot Rod Price teams? Did you love the concerts?
Did they change their name to Richfield?
Was it terrible to get in and out of there? Yes.
It was horrible.
Do we have great memories? Do we have a Cleveland basketball team? Did we have Cleveland hockey teams?
We had an NHL team.
You just can't call it a generational mistake that they went out to the Richfield.
Yeah, that's.
And if you thought so, well, then maybe the city of Cleveland should have ponied up and built a good arena for Nick Mulledy way back in the 70s.
And by the way, if you looked at the popular vote at that time, almost half of the people didn't want Gateway.
Well, and that was
you know, once we got
that
to
was
the syntax,
20 years later.
Yeah,
you know, the Coliseum was only there 20 years.
I know,
that's hard to believe.
All right, let's keep going.
We're not going to keep going. That's the one thing about this. You know, like you go to the if you take it to the suburbs, blah blah blah, it ruins the city of Cleveland. No, it doesn't. Actually, I'm sorry, I don't think so. Taking jobs out of Cleveland. Well, maybe right downtown. And what happens then? Well, is everybody who's working, would be working at the stadium, Andy, a Cleveland resident?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe.
Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
No. They'd be coming in from out from somewhere else.
No.
Tax dollars would be going, you know, payroll taxes would be going to the city of Cleveland. I get that. But it's just, it's a situation where I don't understand completely the, we're focusing, it has to be in Cleveland. To me, it's a region thing. You know, I've mentioned, I grew up in Summit County. Well, Cleveland was my team. You know, Cleveland's my area. It's my home city, you know, the big city. But that doesn't, to me, it doesn't mean it must be downtown. And, you know, if the city really wanted it downtown, if Chris Ronayne really wants it downtown, well, then come up with an idea. Come up with the land where the Haslams could put what they want to build in the city of Cleveland.
I mean,
these folks are going to pony up.
Why is it taking so long to get to this point? That's what I don't understand.
They want help with financing the stadium. Okay, you can make the argument all day long, yes or no. All right, I understand tax dollars. Everything else, they're paying for that themselves. And they get the right to call that shot. We're paying $1.2 billion to develop hotels and restaurants and everything else. Well, that's their shot to call. That really is. And if they don't want to invest that money in the city of Cleveland, that's their shot to call. And if part of that is, well, if we can't get the stadium there with this, we're not going to do it. Well, then, you know, you want all this here? You want $2.4 billion, I think it is, in private money being invested in our region? Well, then try and make it work. That's what I don't hear a lot of, is trying to make it work.
That is so, but Jeff, I think prior to all of this, even laying out the plans to move out to Brook Park, they were trying to make it work. And I you know, as Daryl wrote again yesterday,
the city, you mean?
Yes, like if you go back and look, even at the Browns, like the Browns wanted to make this work. They every time someone would talk about that stupid land bridge that they wanted to put in. At least I think it's stupid. Some people don't. That's fine. But, you know, I would look at the plans for this. I'm like, what are they thinking? Like, what are they doing? But the Browns didn't ever seem to be against it. And then all of a sudden, somewhere along the line, they were looking for funding to change, you know, the Route 2 into a boulevard rather than a freeway. And, you know, the city was like, well, hang on. Let's wait to make sure we get these federal funds before. And then you can make your announcement. And then Daryl had this tweet. Again, he has, like, not doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down on the fact that the Browns have offered the city of Cleveland a lot of money to help demolish the old stadium and help them with seed money to get moving on something that would be something amazing for all of us to be able to share on the lakefront, to utilize the lakefront. But somehow, somewhere along the line, political words just twist in any wind or direction depending on the force that's coming up against them. Like, does anybody really care about the fans, taxpayers, people? Because I don't see it. I don't see it from the county. I don't see it from the city. And I see a business that wants to put another business up that's probably going to charge big bucks for us to go see football. So let's just be really honest about this whole thing and stop with the political games with this whole thing. It's just so frustrating to listen to all of this stuff. All right, is there anything else that we
got? So Chris also talked about, because you were talking about the lakefront, he also mentioned other spots in downtown that it could be that's not necessarily on the lakefront.
Okay, good.
This downtown can support a dome. If the argument for the NFL is about a dome, it can be built. You mentioned your father, and I don't know if he worked at Orange Avenue. I don't think we've thought big enough about south of Progressive Field. You know, I was coming down Broadway Orange today, and, you know, I'm looking at it, and roads are movable. There are malleable parts of that plan. You could dig right into Orange Avenue and move it to the east, and you can have your Brown Stadium right next to Progressive Field. So there's a lot of different land plays out there. And I realize to the listener, a lot of this is confusing, and some of this is just, let's cut to the quick, do the first thing, the easiest thing. But I think in history, we'll look back and say, why do we do that?
But do the Haslams want to insist on having everything else as part of this project? And if they do they want to put it in Cleveland? I could understand why they don't. And remember when Tower City opened up?
Yep.
How different is it now?
It's nothing.
You remember when the Galleria opened up?
Yeah.
How's the Galleria now? I mean, if they're going to invest $1 billion in a development of all kinds of other stuff, Man, you want to run that gamble if you're the Haslams? Hey, we think we can do what Tower City and the Galleria weren't able to really pull off. Yeah, good luck with that.
I think Chris,
that's why I think Brook Park might be a much more appealing alternative for them if they insist on having all of the other development as part of this project.
Jeff, what Chris said about Orange Avenue made more sense than anything that I've ever heard. We've talked about that for 11 years. Why wouldn't you take the area over there by the mill, right? And if there's room over there or that much land that they would have on the same kind of on the same layout that they would have in Brook Park, why wouldn't you put it there? Now, I know that there's a soccer stadium that's already they're planning on putting there on the other side of the freeway. But to me, that made more sense than anything. So why didn't politicians think of this when they had the opportunity? Why didn't they? Why are we waiting so long on this stuff? Why do we have to wait until the lease is about to run out? Why does the city of Cleveland have to play landlord for Given Stadium and then take tax dollars away from people who live in the city that work in the city and then have to keep fixing stadiums? Like, I just want to I want my head to explode. All right, we got to take a quick time out. When we come back, let's hear what Ed Orcutt has to say. He's the mayor of Brook Park. I can't wait to hear what he's going to say. If I have to remind him that he still lives in Cuyahoga County, then we're going to have to do so when we come back.
I'll bet he's well aware of that, Andy.
I think so. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.